Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Oh, my allergies are making me sound sexy.
They sure are.
I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Quite a long minute, I might add.
Before we talk about what's been going on in our lives, what is our contact info, Sarah?
Well, we have an Instagram still. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And, yeah, allergies and life, everything has been kicking my butt.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
But I know the same thing with you.
Yes, yes. I sound better than you do. I have a different kind of issues going on, I would say. Kind of make it as short as I can, I guess.
Too long, didn't read.
yeah. Oh my gosh. Easter Sunday, I was having lunch with my future in-laws. And I don't know. My stomach started to feel kind of weird. I just thought I ate something, you know, or, you know, maybe I drank the night before and I just thought it was kind of that. And we left and the pain was so intense. I had my fiance pull the car over because I just had to stand up. Like, sitting was hurting. I had to like get out of the car. I had to like bend over a little bit. Like, I was in so much pain. But sometimes, you know, sometimes my stomach can be wonky. So I just kind of thought it was something I ate. Didn't really think about it. Then the pain kind of went more in my lower back. Thought I was PMSing. I ended up getting my period. I thought that was the end of it. Meanwhile, through all of this, everything I try to eat, I just severe pain. It goes from cramping to kind of stabbing to like pain that I've not really felt before. And it was kind of everything I would normally eat, like a salad or a protein bar or almost anything. And I was just kind of like, oh, this is weird. This doesn't normally happen. Went to the doctor. Everything I kind of was describing to her, she was like, I think you have a stomach ulcer. She prescribed me medicine for that. I was taking it. It seemed to make things worse. She was like, maybe not. And so now we're here a month and a half later, and I still don't really have answers, not really sure what's happening. I'm on some right medication now to where the pain is at bay, which is a great. I was living off of rice, crackers, and bread these past few weeks. So I can kind of, I'm adding a little bit more into my diet, kind of seeing how my stomach and everything reacts. And I have a CT scan next week and hoping that it kind of shows a little more, gives us a little more answers on what's going on or what could have happened. How can I avoid it? And then I'm seeing a GI specialist, but not until mid-July, because if anyone is having medical issues right now, that whole industry at the moment is a hot ass mess, super short staffed things, you know, things you need, like, something for the CT scan. I forget what it's called.
Referral,
then they have to approve it. But then the actual CT scan, you need something to put in your body.
Oh,
I forgot. Contrast, yeah. You know, and there was a shortage of this and a shortage of that. And like,
have you ever had a CT scan?
I have, but it's been a while. So I asked my doctor how it goes, and they were like, yeah, they're going to put an IV in you. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, for the contrast. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And you go through, it's like an MRI kind of.
I would rather get the IV.
Yeah, I'm going to get the IV. I have to, I guess.
But you have to drink the contrast too?
No. I think it's just the IV through. Yeah,
awesome.
I don't drink anything. No, I don't think. Who knows? But yeah, it's been quite the ride. I've definitely had to alter a lot of things. I was kind of MIA for a while because, I mean, eating and drinking is, you know, to me still a very social thing at the moment. So, you know, like, I was supposed to go to a baseball game. I don't I didn't even want to tempt myself, let alone like if I did have a complete, I call them attacks, a complete attack. I sure as hell wouldn't want to be at a stadium. But I'm kind of practicing to be more social. And, you know, last weekend I kind of practiced what foods I might be around to test it beforehand to see how my body handles it. Yeah, it's been a ride. You know, I will never take a cup of coffee for granted again. I will never take carbonated beverages for granted again. I will, you know, like all these little things that like you know, I will never take vegetables for granted again because I can't even eat a vegetable now. Like that F's me up. So that's where I've been. I've been, you know, trying to stay optimistic and positive, and I'm just hoping this isn't like something that's going to be reoccurring or something that is going to have like a lifelong, you know, effect. Like, I was afraid, okay, what if I'm like celiac or whatever? Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, I'm just eating carbs right now. And those are the only things that I can eat. So I was like, okay, probably not that. What if I like am dairy, whatever, I don't know. So all of these, my brain just has to be quiet. And I just have to like not. And what if it's this? What if it's that? That's where it goes when it's all kind of a mystery. And so I've been really trying to not, because that stresses me out. And whatever is going on, I know probably stress is not gonna make it happier. Yeah, so that's been my fun May April, May-ish. So yeah, I'll keep y'all posted.
I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I'm still kicking it, I'm still here. I know it could be a lot worse, but sometimes you just get in those days where you're like, this is the worst thing ever.
I just want to not talk to anybody.
I just want a donut and be able to eat a donut and not like have my body completely hate me for it. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'm getting better. So I'm just taking that in strides.
Well, right? You're a lot tougher than me, because like when I get any kind of tummy ache or headache, I am just like, no, don't talk to me. I'm not moving from the couch. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of am the same way. And then, you know, I try to like power through and I try to push through. But like this literally was like sobbing, because it was like so painful. And I was just like, well, and then you're like, you can like I say, I got this. I'm a tough chick. It doesn't hurt. Like, just pretend it's, but like, it's debilitating. Like, I don't even like, you know, like I had to have my guy pull over. Like, I was like, I cannot be sitting in this car right now. Like, I don't even know what to do. But this pain is just incredible. And then I try to be like, okay, pain receptors, don't like the brain to the pain, like shut it off. And I'm like, I don't know how people do this.
Well, and then on top of that, like you've had history in the past where certain medications don't work on you. Like, was it pain medication?
Yeah. Yeah. I have like a high tolerance for pain meds. So I'm literally taking like, I have, girl, you should see, I take so much stuff, and like some is every 4 hours, some is like four times a day, three times a day, like morning, night, like, because when I she would say like, okay, here's the medicine, but like take it once you're like having an attack or whatever, but then it'd be too late and it wouldn't work. And so now I'm just taking it constantly throughout my day to like kind of stay ahead of it. And then, I mean, which is totally fine. It's not like these are crazy medications or anything. It's not like I'm hella high.
But that's still not something that you wanted.
I mean, I know like pumping a bunch of medicines in my body, I know, is not probably great for it. But I'm like, I will do and take anything at this point to try to chill me out. And which is funny, because I've heard a few people say, well, have you tried marijuana? Because I've heard that really calms, obviously, and helps with pain. And I've heard like specifically like stomach or liver or whatever kind of pain this is really helps. So I'm like, oh, maybe I should talk to some of my weed friends or be like, hey, so what's good for me? Because I haven't found like the perfect mix of marijuana that I love.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried drops, I've tried edibles, you know, and like I've done CBD, I've done THC, I've done a mix of both. And like, nothing to me has been like, oh, this is amazing. So
is this like, have you tried it for more of a recreational purpose, or is it more of a like for pain management before?
Oh, it's usually for pain management. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, you know, I feel like the pain management, you kind of want the pain to go away, but then you kind of want that body high too, to be able to relax.
Right.
And I just have never, I've never found a body high that I actually really liked.
I mean, as long as like it takes the pain away at this point, especially since you have a high tolerance.
Yeah, yeah, I would be down for like, but like, yeah, to take the pain away, but then maybe not the body high, or maybe like a different kind of body high, or like a little, you know, I don't know.
If you guys know anything about it, we obviously don't.
We are weed noobs.
Like,
I mean,
I've done my fair share of thing in my day, but it was just never something I was super into. So
yeah.
Like, I've had boyfriends and stuff that were, so I only know, like, not even the surface of it.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I've just, like, the ones I've tried, I've been like, well, and let's get real, I compare it all to, like,
drinking.
Alcohol. Yes. So I'm like, I want the feeling of like a few glasses of wine, right? But and no pain as well.
Okay, please don't ever do cocaine.
Why? What's that feel?
No, I feel like you would love it. It would make you go real crazy, a million miles an hour. You'll feel invincible.
Probably. And then I hear you can drink more on it too. So
yeah, please don't ever do it.
It would just be a crazy, crazy circle. Yes. And if you're shocked, I have never done cocaine before. I feel like many people just assume because that's totally my personality. Let's get real. But no, never have I ever.
Same.
Wow. We're just little straight edges, aren't we?
Yeah, I think like the closest I've done to anything that was like obviously I've done mushrooms and pot. When I went to New Orleans, looking back, I was real trash. It was the last day.
What'd you do in New Orleans?
Like one of the people we were hanging out with, like, he was our tour guide dude for the bar crawl. Looking back on it, this sounds awful.
Okay, so guy that was like instructing the whole thing.
Yeah, there's two guys with it because we had a big group. He's like, you want some Molly? And like sprinkle. He only had like a little bit, and so he sprinkled it in our drinks. I didn't feel anything. Like,
what? I love that he's not even like part of your group. He's like a tour guide.
But like he became part of our group.
And did he go out with you guys?
Yes, and then I don't remember what happened because I had to leave because I got real drunk.
Maybe you got some Molly in your system too.
Well, maybe that's why I was not having a good time the next day.
Sense. I heard the come down is no bueno.
That was a lot of vomiting.
Oh gosh, I love that he just had sprinkle.
I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm already effed up. I don't care.
You know, when you're like that gone anyway, you think everything is a great idea.
I didn't necessarily think it was a great idea. I just didn't think it was a bad idea either. It's an idea. Okay.
All right. Why not? Let's do it. We're in New Orleans.
This is how you get in the movie Taken.
Yeah, for real, because right. You don't really know if that wasn't really Molly he sprinkled in there.
All I know is that I did not have a good time the next day.
Oh, worth it?
No.
No? Oh, no.
Like, I didn't get any of the high, and I had all the bleh.
Well, what about worth it, like, being drunk and, like,
oh, the drunk
burning
part
your
was
beads
fun.
And, like,
that
all
was
that?
Yeah, yeah, that was.
And you didn't have to pay for the Molly, right?
Nope.
So, yeah, you didn't lose nothing there.
Yeah, but it's not something I necessarily want to go out of my way to try either.
Yeah, it was just like conveniently there. Yeah. And it wasn't like you were taking a pill or you had to like snort anything or, you know, it was just a little, you just still had to drink your drink.
Yeah. But going back to other reasons why we've been kind of MIA, life's been a little crazy on my end.
Really? Like crazy, hopefully in like a different way than me.
Yes and no. Like it's interesting because I think the week that you were having your issues, I was like, we're not going to podcast anyways, just because like I had heard, and I don't want to get too much into it just because it's a little weird, because I'm like, I don't really know what to say about it. I'm still like processing it with like my therapist and stuff. But like a friend of mine, we kind of saw each other for a little bit, but literally had opposite schedules.
Like dating? Kinda?
Yes. Like we went out. We did go out a couple times and we tried to schedule another one. But literally he would be like going to bed like shortly after work started for us.
Oh, what, like, was he a bartender or something?
He worked at a, he actually worked at the Skylark, which is a, he worked in the kitchen.
Oh, I used to love the Skylark Cafe, right?
So he worked in the kitchen. He was a chef and stuff. But so, you know, he works really late nights and I work really early mornings. And then he lived in West Seattle. So like to see each other, it was very, very difficult. And I knew him in high school. Like I did this seminar thing called CORE. And his stepmom was actually the one who ran it and stuff.
Oh.
I think she ended up selling it. Like, she's not in charge of it anymore. So then, like, we reconnected. Like, he's on Facebook. And then I decided, like, let me ask him out. And I asked him out, like, maybe a year or two ago. Like, just this COVID time seems weird. So I think it was actually around...
Was it during COVID?
Yeah, because we wore a mask when we hung out. So it was, like, around summer.
Awkward.
I think it was, like, summertime last year. So it was about a year ago. Maybe, yeah. Or was it 2 years? Like, again,
did you reach out because you wanted to, like, friend-wise or, like, maybe spark a...
I thought he was cute. And like, okay, let's like get to know each other. If like a friendship like emerges, cool.
Really, like, let's hopefully have sex. But right. And cool. So like, playing
we,
it off.
We did like, would talk and text and everything. And I know he had battled demons before and like all that stuff. I just didn't realize how much it was happening now. But he ended up passing away a few weeks ago.
Aww. And it's, I'm so sorry.
Like, it's been very weird. No, I don't want to say weird, because like, we knew each other, but he's not like, it wouldn't be like when you, like, if you were to pass away, like, you and I have shared,
knock on wood,
right? You and I have shared a lot more, like, many more years together. We have gone into many more adventures, so we have a lot more stories and stuff. So it's a different feeling. But mm-hmm. I'm like, why am I still feeling like out of place? Like, why does this feel odd? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I was talking to my therapist about it. She's like, well, you're not only mourning the person he was, you're mourning what could have been between you two, whether it was a deeper friendship or a relationship or whatever.
Oh.
So it's like, because I felt guilty mourning him. And, like, I still do sometimes. Because it's like, I didn't get to know him that well yet.
Were you guys still talking?
Mm-hmm. Like, we were still trying to, when we could.
Like, oh, like, meet up and hang out.
Right. And like,
before this happened.
Yeah. Or even like, this is, I pointed this out to my therapist too. I found it interesting. Because like, I've had people in my life pass away. But like, a couple, like, my grandfather passed away a couple years ago. But he's an older guy. Like, he wasn't on social media or anything. And I've had friends in high school who passed away. But it was just, it felt so weird because, like, I remember, like, thinking the week before, like, he was commenting and liking my stuff on TikTok. I was like, oh, look, he likes my stuff. Oh, like,
yeah.
Like, we need to hang out again, like, all that kind of stuff. And then, like, I didn't reply to him, like, you just liked it. And then it's, like, to hear the news a week later, it just, like, it didn't feel real. It still doesn't feel real.
Yeah. Does it feel like you wish you had, like, commented back or, like, reached out?
Yeah, you kind of get that.
Sense?
You get that guilt. Especially like, it wasn't suicide, if for those who are probably wondering, it was an accidental overdose. Like, that has been made public and everything. It's a very hard thing, especially because I think it was a fentanyl.
Oh God, fent.
So if anybody knows anybody who's been on it or has troubles with it, the problem with it is when you stop for a while. So let's say you've been drinking, like mm-hmm. you're like, okay, 2 shots of tequila will get me a good buzz going, or 5 shots of tequila, that's when I know my sweet spot, right? That's where I'm drunk. That's where I want to be. And
whoa,
if you don't
5 shots like, of tequila, you know, Lord, like, have mercy.
Right. Like, let's say your tolerance builds up and that's where you're at.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people who are addicts or have these addictions, I should say, will get clean. And then whether, even if it's just like a week of them being clean or months or whatever, they'll go back to their usual amount. And that's when overdoses happen.
Yeah. Had he been sober before and this was just like, you know, a relapse, or like, was he still dabbling in it?
I thought, like, I mean, if he was dabbling in it, I didn't know.
Yeah. It's kind of like a private subject, I feel
right.
like.
Right. Like it kind of seemed like out of nowhere. Like, I know he'd, like, you know, obviously done his stuff in his youth, but
yeah. So, but you thought he was clean, or
yeah. I mean, I assume like if he was gonna be doing anything, like most people would, like maybe at a party or do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't think it'd be this severe into like this. And
do you know, like, was he by himself? Was he like with people? Like,
I didn't ask or look into it that much. And it's one of those, like, we have a lot of mutual friends in common.
Yeah.
But because, like, I would hang out with these people, like, we would hang out with them separately. Like, I'd hang out with these people for in other points of my life, and then vice versa, and, like, same with them. So it's like, we didn't all know each other together. So
got
it feels
it,
weird.
It.
It's like, you don't know my relationship with them, and I don't know your relationship with them, like, your friendship and
but
stuff.
But you're still friends
mean.
With them, right?
Yeah. Like, I am still. But it's just, it feels weird. Like, it kind of goes back to that guilt thing. Like, I feel like I'm not allowed to grieve him or grieve him publicly because I didn't know him as well as his other friends. It's like, it's a weird feeling. So, yeah, talking with a therapist about it.
That's good. Is there going to be like a celebration of his life or anything?
There has been. There's been a couple of them. Like,
did
I know
you want to go to any of them, or did you? Or
yes and no. I think some of them might have been on days where it didn't land on a day I could, or like scheduling wise. Like, I think some of them might have been like on a work night or something.
Mm.
And it's still me processing it, because I still like. Every time I type in a certain letter, like, I think when I try to message my mom, like, on Facebook,
yeah,
like, his pops up first.
Oh.
So it's just like, I feel like he's still here.
There.
Like, he's not gone. Like, it still hasn't sunk in all the way. So it's like me processing that. And then it does bring into the whole, like, I didn't mean for this to be all like super downery episode, but I promise we'll get into something different. We'll shift gears in a little bit. But I wasn't expecting, sorry, I lost my train of thought. You're faced with your own mortality. It's like in your early 30s, like, I never really understood, like, when I was younger, when people, adults, would always say to you, it's like, you think you're invincible. And as a kid, you're like, no, I know I'm not invincible. Like, obviously, I get hurt and I can break a bone or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's so much that mentality. The mentality is, like, when you're a kid and even as a young adult, you're like, oh, yeah, no, when I get married one day, when I get my own house, when I do this.
Yeah.
That's the mindset they're talking about. It's like, you think you're going to get to that. You think you're going to get to buying a house or having kids, but something can happen tomorrow and you may not get there.
Yeah, I know.
And so that's like, it really brings like a lot of things to the forefront. Like, okay, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with myself? So it's been a time of reflection.
Wow. That's like, that's very powerful though. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's powerful too that like, you know, this, you know, not the other deaths in your life haven't had this kind of perspective for you, but this one has, you know?
Right. Like it's been interesting. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. I haven't really done anything. Like my friend, she's making fun of me because like, I haven't really even been on TikTok, like even to search. I'm like, I'll go on TikTok to like look for something like, oh, I need a banana bread recipe or something. Or I need, how do I do this particular thing? I need like watch a video tutorial. I'll use TikTok for that. But I haven't like scrolled on TikTok, which I was obsessed with in forever. So I have like over 100 messages right now.
Woo, you're popular, damn.
Because all my friends like to send me videos and stuff.
So right.
I haven't even looked at them. Like, I just haven't been able to really focus or do anything. Then some other stuff, like having to deal with like family stuff that's got to get taken care of. And
is that why you're not doing that? Because that usually is like an outlet, like a fun thing for you to do, right? Scroll on TikTok and stuff. Are you thinking about like other things now? Are you doing other things?
No. So instead, I've been getting into more like, I like having someone talk at me.
Oh, so okay, like podcasts and stuff.
Kind of. Either that or I'll listen to like videos of like people reading Am I the A-hole stories, which I really love Am I the A-hole stories, if you couldn't tell.
Okay, so you're just more into that than actually like scrolling on TikTok and stuff. Okay.
But, like, I don't really want to think too much. Like, even when I was working on my projects, like painting or doing anything, I'd still be on TikTok and I have one clean finger and that's what I'd use to scroll up and down. But like, even then, like, I feel like it involves too much thinking and everything. And so, yeah, if you guys have been messaging me, I promise I'll be back soon. I just trying to get my brain around a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I feel like the whole like facing mortality thing, I feel like I was really kind of hit with that, I think, when my ex years ago took his own life when I was 19. I really kind of got like smacked in the face with that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, like it can be taken away so fast, whether you want it to or you don't want it to, you know? And so when stories come up, you know, of like a bad car crash or, you know, anything like that, I'm just like, wow, you really have no idea. And sometimes like you could be driving fine, but you don't know who else is on the road. Like even precious things, like I think about that so probably too much, to be honest, but I'm always like, it can really be done in a blink of an eye. Like, you know, and I, you know, had a friend who was 30, who was amazing, who was a fitness spin instructor, who was energetic, who posted on his stories all the time, super in shape, randomly got stage 4 lung cancer randomly and passed away a few months later. And he was 30 and he taught classes like a week or two prior to him getting diagnosed, you know, like stuff like that. That's just like, what? Like, and he passed away in October, and I still randomly think about that all the time. I randomly think about him all the time. And like, yeah, I mean, it was an instructor student relationship. We weren't that close. We weren't, you know, I mean, we're friends on Facebook and Instagram and whatnot, but I would just like, you know, it's like deaths like that just have like a kind of strong impact on your life, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't have ever thought it was. But like, you're randomly like, wow, like I miss him dancing on his stories. I miss him, you know, like,
or you, it doesn't seem 100% real. It's like, was that yes. some sort of dream?
It's crazy. I've literally gone back to his Instagram and his Facebook to like see people post about it to be like, I cannot believe that freaking happened. Like, what? Mm-mm. So, I mean, I get it. I mean, it's, life is short, you guys. You know, I don't know.
It is. And like, I think same with like the pandemic. Like, I felt like I was really enjoying more of the time I got to spend at home, because I was able to learn how to be alone really for the first time. Because I've always was that person who wanted to spend time with other people, even if it was like doing absolutely nothing. And I still like it. But it took me many, many years to finally be comfortable to having my alone time. Like, I could be home if I don't have anything to do, like don't have to go to work for a couple of days. I could literally be home for days at a time. And just doing my own thing, being my own world in my own
head.
Well,
see, now you've gotten too into that now.
Right. No,
and now it's like dragging teeth trying to you to be social.
But like between like the pandemic opening up and like just a bunch of other stuff going on, like I have felt myself liking these ideas, like going out and doing things now, like more so. Ooh. And having fun. Like, and like I got to hang out with some of my friends on Saturday, and like it was nice. Like, it was, I hadn't done that in a while, especially like being out in the sunshine. Like, I was like, okay, like, this is what it's like to be like a young adult or whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's remind, like in the moments like this, it's like we, not every day is promised. Uh-huh. So like my desire to travel, my desire to do things is sometimes you're like, oh, that's just so much money and so much time. And it's just, I'm so tired even thinking about it. But it's like, no, it's going to be worth it, which I promise I'd lead into something a little bit more upbeat. So how about I do that?
Okay, let's go.
But speaking of going... Well, I guess it's upbeat. It's kind of negative, but...
Okay, let's not go.
Well, it's the idea. It's like... it's BuzzFeed came out with 17 popular tourist attractions that aren't really worth the hype, according to the people who've actually been there.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Like the idea of traveling and going places and stuff. Sometimes you're like, I want to go to this specific place because it's like memorable. It's in the TV shows or movies or pictures everywhere. It's not really worth it.
Do you have a place like that? I know you really want to go to Ireland. I know that's always
I've already been... Luckily.
Oh.
Like Ireland, I just want to go there for the hot Irish.
Why
dudes.
Did I think you wanted to go again?
I do want to go to Ireland.
Oh, okay. So you do. Okay.
Not because of any tourist attraction, unless you count the guys there, tourist attraction.
I mean, yeah, sure we can. Those accents, though.
But like, I'm talking about, like, some people would say Seattle, like, oh, you got to go to the Space Needle. People
yeah,
are
like the Eiffel
no.
Tower, the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower is whatevs. Like, it's cool. Like, okay, here it is.
I've
awesome.
Heard it's really not that great. I've also heard the Mona Lisa is not
tiny.
That great either.
I did score a picture when I was like 17. I like.
Oh, you went to? Oh, you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, girl, you've been everywhere.
Well, it was with when I was 17. I went with like a school trip or whatever, and we went to London first. Then we went to Spain. So there's a lot of museums, a lot of tours we did. So we did go to the Louvre. We went to the Eiffel Tower.
I've literally been nowhere cool. I've been all over the States, but that's pretty much it.
Well, maybe this will like encourage you to think of somewhere to go instead.
I want to go on a gondola ride.
Ooh, that does sound fantastic.
I know, right? It's not really like a spot, but I guess it is.
It is. It's like a traditional tour spot. Maybe this is on the list. Who knows? We'll see. Because I didn't actually go through it, because I wanted to be surprised. But the first one they said is the Great Wall of China. It's like if you go to the Great Wall of China, suggest not going to the section right there in Beijing. It's very rebuilt and touristy. They recommend you take a van ride a ways out of the city to the Sematai section, where it's very uncrowded and it's a very old school look of the wall. So when it's where it's more into the city, you're going to get more touristy, a lot more packs. People don't want to go out of the city.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like taking a van, too, is smart rather than walking.
I mean, yeah.
I've never really had that
desire to go to the Great Wall.
No, never. Same. Yeah.
This one, I didn't know this was a thing. It kind of looks like it would be a old timey restaurant, like
cool
burger joint, but I don't think that's what it is. It says the Fountain of Youth down here in St. Augustine, Florida. There's an actual fountain. And it's just a fake cave with a pipe that you can fill a cup of water from.
And then do you drink it and you're supposed to look more youthful?
It makes sense that the Fountain of Youth. So that's what like Ponce de Leon was looking for.
Oh,
back in the day. So like, I don't really know exactly. Spain owned Florida for a while. That's why there's also a lot of like Spanish influence aside from all the people. Well, I mean, the Spaniards were all up in the Caribbean islands anyways. More history that I'm going to butcher in there, too. But they were looking for the Fountain of Youth.
If this actually made you look more youthful, hell yeah, I'd be there in a heartbeat. I would like hoard it.
It's like they're
hella water bottles.
This person's like, there are way cooler things there than that. Like a dude who fired a cannon, a bunch of peacocks, and these guys who built a replica ships using the techniques from the 16th and 17th century. Not so much just getting a cup of water.
Well, okay then, fine.
And someone else says, no one ever hears a much more intimate Fort Matizana is about 12 miles away. That's free and they accept donations. Like, that's a cooler option. Somebody also says that's kind of overrated is the Romeo and Juliet balcony in Verona. It's like 10,000 people are all crammed into this tiny alleyway just to see a balcony that I found out was built after the play was written. I'm like, yeah, of course it was. Because when did Shakespeare write that play? Forever and a million years ago. And by the way, it's a play. It wasn't based on real stuff.
Wait, so why is this balcony so...
I think somebody just called it that, and that became a tourist attraction.
That's kind of smart.
But they said, if you do go to Verona, visit the arena, maybe watch a show, magical experience, the Pizzabra, you know, view from Castile San Pietro. Like, there's a lot of other stuff there than just that little thing. It's kind of like when you're here and people are like, you got to go to Pike Place Market. Like, you got to go into the Starbucks. Like, ever Starbucks. Like, really? You don't really have
to. The line's so long. Mm-hmm. It's not that big in there. You can just get the same drink you can, like, a few blocks ago. Yeah.
Someone says the pawn shop from Pawn Stars.
Oh, okay. That's actually kind of cool. I used to really like that show.
It's like a guy who was with us in Vegas insisted on going, and the rest of us got dragged along. We got corralled through the store, and there was literally nothing worth a second look in there. Effing waste of time.
Yeah, but like, you don't actually want to like look at stuff in there. You just want to go there to be like, this is where they shoot the show.
I mean, unless you really love it, then sure. But they said the Mob Museum is pretty neat. First Friday too, if you're into the art scene, Container Park is nice, but kind of touristy. And there's Chinatown that has absolutely amazing food. But I feel like if you're in Vegas...
I was like, are these all Vegas? Because I'm pretty sure these are all like suggestions to do on my wedding website.
That's funny, actually.
Yeah, I think George's or J-Rub's parents are... really into the Mob Museum, right? They really want to go to that. Mm-hmm. And then I've never heard of the Container Park, but if it's a park, that might be like a nice, you know, adventure away from the strip.
See, I'm
if
not
it's an actual park.
I'm not much of a Vegas person, but I think if I have the chance to while I'm there, I really want to go to that like weird speakeasy bar that you have to go through like a washing machine to get into.
Whoa, I haven't seen that.
Okay, I'll find it and I'll have to send it to you because it looks awesome.
Oh, it looks like a laundromat, but then it's really a bar.
Yeah, and you have all these girls all dressed up and they like go through a specific washing machine and they go in.
That's so cool.
Plymouth Rock, put bluntly, this attraction is massively lame. No one even knows if it's the right rock or if it even was rock, if they just called it that.
Where is Plymouth Rock?
I think that's in Virginia or Boston. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I was like, I don't want to sound stupid, but...
I'm tired. My allergies have been kicking my ass.
Or you just don't know where Plymouth Rock is. That's fine. I don't either.
Somewhere where the pilgrims landed. I don't remember. Everything, like, I don't trust any of that knowledge anyways.
I thought you knew history. You were, like, spitting off facts left and right.
Right. My thing is, though, we were taught a certain history. I love learning about the history that was incorrectly taught to us.
Wait, like the facts weren't actual facts?
Yeah, like even like the whole Christopher Columbus. One, he didn't discover America. Two, he like wasn't this genius guy. And like the reason why people clung on to this idea of Christopher Columbus, he was just a rapist and a murderer.
Jesus.
Like he was an awful human being. He thought the world was shaped like a pear. He didn't think it was round. And he never stepped foot in what is considered the United States today. He killed basically an entire population of Taino people or Taninos. We didn't learn that. We learned that he came on these ships and he discovered America and became buddies with Native Americans. No.
Jesus Christ, that was a lot.
Yeah. So, like, I want to learn the real stuff.
Plymouth Rock is in Massachusetts, though.
Okay.
So, you were kind of right.
Yes. I just saw that the picture they used was from the Boston Globe. But they're like, Plymouth itself is very interesting. I really enjoy the Burial Hill Cemetery. It's a peaceful place to contemplate history. I'm sure there's a lot of really awesome museums and stuff if you do like history in that area. Another one being Roswell, New Mexico. You think it would be a hotspot for conventions and space geeks, but it was an incredibly tiny town and dozens of alien shops and barely any people. And you got to go during the UFO festival.
Ooh.
It's the same small town, but with more alien stuff. It's kind of like Mardi Gras, except you can't go the rest of the year. In New Orleans, you can go any time of the year and have a great time.
Oh.
This is not the case. Yeah, there's...
Aliens, that'd be kind of spooky, but cool.
But yeah, they say basically anything Instagram gimmick where you need to spend money on tickets and wait in line for a photo op. I'm thinking specifically of the Museum of Ice Cream.
There's a Museum of Ice Cream.
But like, you have to pay a ticket to go in just to take pictures. This person says you should check out the Tillamook Creamery in Tillamook, Oregon. You can stuff, same here. You can stuff your face with cheese and ice cream and also watch it get made, and you don't even need a tour. I went there when I was a little kid. Oh, that was such a great time.
It was super yummy. And might I say, this person said you have to pay a ticket to get in to take pictures. That is our world now. There's literally a selfie museum in Vegas. You pay to go take selfies in cool, like, backgrounds. Like,
right.
I would pay to get some ice cream and eat some ice cream and take pictures of some ice cream.
It's like, why not? Mona Lisa, like you did mention, the Louvre. Like, the Louvre is really cool to look at, like, itself, like, the way it is. It's, if you watched, was it the Da Vinci Code? They feature the Louvre, the museum, a lot. And it has, like, a glass pyramid, and then you kind of go under. It's really, really cool, like, the setup and stuff. And there's a lot of really great art. Like, Mona Lisa, the room is really, really packed. You're going to be disappointed how small it is.
Everyone's going to be gathered around in it, taking a picture of it.
You're not allowed to take pictures either.
Really?
Especially flash photography, because they say it can ruin it. So
I feel like I've seen people take pictures.
Oh, yeah. I covertly took a picture. And this is before, cell phones had, like, really good camera phones.
Yeah.
So I took it with my, like, big old camera and stuff, but no flash.
So what's the point of seeing the Mona Lisa if you can't, like, post about
right?
it?
Right? It's BS, man. This one, between this and, like, Yellowstone... I've been having this, not argument with my dad. My dad's like, you know, we should plan a family trip. Let's go to Yellowstone. Let's go to the Grand Canyon. And I'm like, no. I love you, Dad, but no, you can go do that. I'm not going.
Let's just Google image it and it'll be great.
I'm fine. We can even do the satellite image thing of it. It's totally fine. But this article is saying the glass bridge over the Grand Canyon is a total ripoff tourist trap. It takes hours to get there from Vegas and they charge you $20 to park in an empty desert. They charge you $30 a person to take the bus from the parking to the attraction. It's like walking from parking into a mall, so not really a distance at all. And then they charge you $30 a person if you actually want to go walk onto the bridge. And you can't take pictures or bring a camera onto the bridge, but they will sell them to you, of course.
I was like, why can't you take a picture? It's not like the Grand Canyon is going to get ruined by the flash.
Right? So it's like $20 to park.
So do they make sure that your phone is like in the car?
I guess, or like in your pocket? I don't know. Someone says to get a real taste of the Grand Canyon, it's best to rent a car and drive about 2 hours further to the National Park Center.
Oh, okay.
So if that's your jam, go for it, but I have no desire to go.
Dang, if not, they're making money off of it.
This one I have actually been to as well. I think this looks very familiar. If you guys remember Kiana, who has been on the podcast,
it's been
a long while. She took me to San Francisco once, and I fell in love with San Francisco. It was a lot of fun. It's Pier 39 in San Francisco. I'm from the East Coast. I'd never been to San Francisco before. Everyone said, skip Pier 31. It's a tourist trap. However, I figured I'd go and see for myself. It is a tourist trap. Nothing of value save for the seals and sea lions. Like, they do have a bunch of... I thought that was fun. This is Musée Mécanique, and other than that, it's just chains and ripoff. There's a lot of stores like, hey, get your San Francisco memorabilia. Like,
I loved Pier 39.
I did too. Like, that whole area was fun to walk around.
So fun.
I had
and
a great
I like
time.
That I love San Francisco. I left my heart in San Francisco. I love that, like, you know,
the
tacky.
Tchotchke.
Yeah, all the tchotchke. The get your magnets, get a hat. Yes.
I had a great time there. And I think we went to a candle shop. Like, if you've ever seen those videos on YouTube or Facebook where, like, they're dipping the candles in, like, this big thing of wax in different colors, and then they start carving them.
Oh, cool.
So when they start to glow on the inside, like, it actually kind of glows an image through. I bought a candle there, and I still have it.
Oh.
And so I'm like, I burnt it a little bit, but...
I was going to say, you never probably light it if you still have it.
No, I leave it up on the top shelf because it's a pirate-themed one, so I put it with
it's
all my
decoration.
Pirate stuff. It's a decoration. Atlantic City, have you ever been?
I've never been, no. I heard it's a party, though, isn't it?
I live in Atlantic City, and I'm amazed that people actually come here for vacation. It's just a few crappy casinos and some rundown strip clubs. The food is good, but incredibly overpriced. Ocean City is a better boardwalk, and it's just down the road. It's sad that people don't understand that.
So, I mean, it kind of depends what you're into. If you like casino and strip clubs, like it sounds like it's all right there. Hey, everything's a little cheaper then.
I don't remember if this is the place where your dad went or not when he went to Philadelphia for the first time. He went to the famous cheesesteak place in Philly, said it was not good, and this person is also agreeing it was not great.
Yeah, there was something where some place he went where he had a cheesesteak and he was very disappointed.
It's funny because what they... what's it called? What they recommend is actually what we did. So I didn't go with him to Philly the first time. I went the second time. And this was shortly before the pandemic started. Like literally, we went in December and the pandemic, everything hit and shut down in March. But this was right next to our hotel, right next to the convention center. And they said Reading Terminal Market is the S. So we go every year in Comic-Con, and you got to give props to the staff for not batting an eye at serving 5 Tony Starks and 3 Captain America, 12 Power Rangers and a Black Panther. So it very much it like you open a door and you would go inside. It reminded me of Pike Place Market, but it wasn't like open air.
Okay,
it was like inside like of a building. Like there's a like a. It, like, I wouldn't have noticed what it was had I not read the sign.
Right.
But it was, you just go inside and it's there. And it's like a lot of, there's like fresh fish markets. There's like really nice restaurants, like really good food. Like, we had some really good food there. So it was a really fun time. Like, some people selling different things. But is there anywhere that you have gone so far in your life where you're like, like Mount Rushmore is also on this list. I went when I was a kid. I'm like, cool, Mount Rushmore, whatever. Don't care.
Yeah. I think I went to the Grand Canyon when I was really, really small. Or like, I don't really remember it, right? I just remember like, it's in my brain, mm-hmm. like just seeing it. But I don't remember thinking if it was like hella cool or not. I'm trying to think of what... I don't know. I loved Pier 39. I mean, I obviously Vegas Strip. I freaking love.
Do you like the Strip or Fremont better? Fremont
Street. I love both, but nothing beats the Strip for me. Personally, it's the Strip, you know, but Fremont Street is another one which I don't think is overhyped at all. I do love Fremont Street too, but it's just like you can't walk there, you know, you gotta take an Uber or something.
It's funny because like I scroll down to see what the last one was, and the last one on this list is Navy Pier, which we went to. Do you remember when we went to Chicago the last time we all went? We ended up at like this pier area, and Steve and I went on not the Ferris wheel, but like all the kid rides.
Oh, yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, like.
And it was like right by our hotel, wasn't it?
No, yeah, it was walking distance. Yeah, we walked so it was there. Super close. And we were drinking because you can like buy drinks. Like they had some open air bars in the summer. So you can buy a couple drinks and walk through the pier with your drink.
Yeah, I loved that place.
And then they had like an indoor area that had like really cool like water features and like plants and stuff like that. Like, interesting stuff. They had some shops. And then the outside, they had some carnival type rides. They have a Ferris wheel and some other little kiddie rides. And the guy looked at us funny when Steve and I said we wanted to go on the little kid rides and the, what is it called? The carousel and stuff. But they
that
said,
was fun.
They said, stay away from Navy Pier. Everything is overpriced. Like rides and games and food and tourists that visit are rude and annoying. Like, well, we are annoying, but we weren't rude.
Yeah. All tourist traps are going to be overpriced. Let's get real.
But we're from Seattle, so that just seemed reasonable to us.
It just seems exactly. I know. I was like thinking of them. I was like, okay, well, I love the Space Needle. And I was like, you know, it's one that's like, I mean, I think people should go to it to see it. But like the Bean in Chicago, we went to that. Yeah, I like that, too. I kind of just I don't know. I like most things. But I'm also like, I don't have that itch. I can't think of anything that I have an itch to see in real life, which I'm like kind of struggling with a little, especially when my man and I are going to eventually like start talking about a honeymoon, you know, because I feel like everyone is like, you have to explore the world. You have to go, you know, you have to go to a different country and get a different like
perspective
on how these people live and like see this beautiful this. And, you know, and here's I have a lot of friends like, that do that, too.
Like, if that's not really your passion, you're going to go to these places and not come out with like seeing their perspective because you just that's not what you're into.
Well, yeah. And it just kind of like, I mean, maybe if I knew someone that knew exact that lived there or that would take me, that knew the language, that knew the money, that knew exactly where to go, that knew how to get around, like all of that was done and taken care of,
right?
Like, and I just tag along for the fun. But like the thought of, you know, having to plan this like crazy, I don't know, European, and we're gonna backpack here and take a train there and stay in a hostel here, and it sounds so stressful, mm-hmm. honestly. It sounds so like, but I wish I had that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, first I want to see the Taj Mahal, and then I want to see the Eiffel Tower, and then I want to see, they're all over the place. I know they're not close to, but you know, like, but I'm just like, I don't, no. I mean, then you see a building or then you see a painting and then you're just kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah. And I get it's totally some people's jam, the history, all the churches, all the museums. But I don't know.
And there's different ways of I feel like you can travel. Some people love to travel and learn the history. And then that in itself, like I learned when I went to New Orleans, I really love hearing the history from somebody who is either really into it or who has personally like experienced it, like going to museums and stuff where I'm just looking at stuff. I'm not really taking it in because I don't really know how I'm supposed to be without like somebody like explaining what is this? What is the significance of this?
Well, and you're just like reading little things about the painting. You're like, okay. And you move on to the next one. And you probably just forgot what you just read. Like,
and like, that's why I love places like the the MoPop and stuff, how like it has some very interesting stuff between like the horror exhibit, like the nerdy types exhibits that they have, like the fantasy and the sci-fi. Oh, there's just a lot of different things there too. But like maybe that's not your jam. Like I want to go to Mexico and not have it be like a me having to work in a sense. Like,
yeah, you having to deal with your family.
Having to take care of something, right?
Yeah.
I would love to go. Like my uncle took me to a museum and I could not enjoy it because I was having the worst like tummy problems.
Oh. Huh.
And like my uncle was like, yeah, she doesn't really like to walk, does she? And I was like, to my dad. And I was like, no, I do. I wanted to be there so bad, but I was having so much just like stomach distress. Like it was so bad. And I was just like, can we just go back? I just want to go back.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll be able to go back without having to deal with anything, you know, or having to like fix a problem or help this person or that person out.
I mean, that's the goal for sure. That like at some point my mom wants to go with all of us, especially with the little brother. But
that's not going to be relaxing.
No, like go to a beach and stuff. Like it's not going to be relaxing at times, but there's four of us. We'll take turns. I'm not saying the whole thing will be relaxing, except it won't be relaxing during my shift.
So is that like your number one spot you want to go right now?
I definitely want to just go somewhere like, to relax as a vacation spot. But if I do go back to like Mexico City, I want to go see the Frida Kahlo Museum. Like I want to go see that kind of stuff, like kind of get a better idea of like the history of, you know, that's the thing. Like I have no idea like where I come from and what more is there out there.
Yeah, so that's really cool that you want to at least learn history of that, you know?
Right, but sometimes you just want to go to places because like, hey, in that picture, I can stay in a hut on the water. That looks awesome. That looks great.
That is my vibe.
That looks amazing. Yes. I feel like it's probably like $1 jillion just to stay there.
Yeah. Wow. This place has like three bars that float on the water plus a water slide.
I hear you got to stay away from the walk-up bars like in the water, the pool ones.
Why?
That's where everyone, especially people are sitting there, if there's little stools, that's where people, do you think people are getting up to go pee?
I don't care. Pee. Okay. Let's get it. Let's just swim in each other's pee. That's going to happen regardless of whether you're sitting there or like swimming in it.
If a person's there for like an hour and they break the seal, that is a lot that's coming in and coming out.
I feel like you'd be able to like see if there's yellow.
After a while, if you're drinking and drinking, like especially with the ice and stuff, it kind of becomes clear. Anyways,
it does not. You're dehydrating yourself so much. It becomes neon yellow. After you drink a lot, like alcohol? Oh my gosh.
Like while I broke the seal and stuff, obviously like the next day and stuff, I'm dehydrated. But during it, I'm fine.
Wow, you must be really hydrating when you're dehydrating.
I guess. I don't know. I hydrate while I dehydrate.
Hey.
But I think for something like more local, I've been meaning to do this for the last like year or two or forever ago. Is I really want to just plan a trip, like a 3-day weekend or something, to Astoria, Oregon.
Girl, it's Memorial Day weekend. Do it this weekend.
We'll see. No, I have my best friend's son is turning 2. We're having a birthday party.
Dang.
I can't believe he's two.
Woo! Where'd the time go?
Right.
So, well, that's an easy one. Astoria is like, what, 3-4 hours away?
Something like that. But like, it's also like, I want to go with somebody now. Like, I'm like, let's party it up. Like, I want to party and be with somebody.
Okay. Well, you should go in the summer, right? Isn't that probably like the best time to go to where there's actually other people there?
I'm either thinking either July or August.
Girl, you better plan that now because it's going to be here before you know it.
But that's the goal. Besides, like, do you have any plans for travel this year, or are you just kind of taking everything like one day at a time?
At the moment, I'm taking everything one day at a time. But yeah, I really, really want to visit one of my friends in California. Mm-hmm. You know, it was on not my bucket list, but my like, Sarah, this is what you need to do this year, mm-hmm. is visit one of my girls in California and visit one of my girls who moved to New York, because I haven't visited either of them. And they come back to Seattle for like almost all of my events that I, my events, like my birthday or whatnot, my engagement party, that kind of thing. So I'm like, so I have, I want to see her in Cali. I have a book, a trip already booked to New York.
Ooh.
Yes. That's not till October then. And then I'll probably be flying down to Vegas in December to taste all of our foods that might be at our wedding, or decide what we want at our wedding.
That's going to be exciting.
Because I don't care. I wasn't, you know, it's kind of an excuse to go to Vegas. And I know J-Rubs really cares about the food. So it'll pretty much, I'll be trying the cake. If I can try. No, I will definitely be able to eat cake by then, because there is no way whatever's happening is going to be lasting that long, or I will cry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I have kind of those two trips, and it's going to sound super stupid, but in New York, I'm excited to see my friend, but I asked her if we can go by the Peloton studio. Because they have a studio in New York, which is where all of their U.S. instructors, you know, do mm-hmm. classes. But they have one in London, they have one in Germany, but they only have a hub in New York. And I was like, can we please just go by? She's like, oh, yeah, I live like right by there. I'll go by it every day when I walk to the subway. And I'm like,
you're such a nerd.
I want to see some of my instructors. They're like celebrities. I would like, I just want to like post up outside the freaking door like a creep and just wait for them to come out and be like, oh, Kendall, I love your classes. Tune Day, I love you. Yeah, I know. Super, super nerdy.
I love it.
But yeah, so I guess that's one like place I want to go. And another thing, Times Square. I'm so excited to see Times Square again. I haven't been there in years, but that's one. I'll let you know when I go, like later this year. But that's one place that I'm like, that lives up to its hype. It's like a tourist trap, but it's like, it's kind of, you know, it's lights and flashy.
I've never been, so I can't say.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you got to put that on your list.
Like, I've only been to New York technically once, and it doesn't count because it was literally, we stayed overnight because we got there on a plane, and then we had to stay overnight and wait, like wake up super early to go catch our next plane
home. Oh, it was like a layover pretty much.
But we got a hotel room.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
You didn't really do anything though.
No, but I'm like, I'm in New York.
And I've been to I'm gonna go to bed now.
It sucks because like when we went to, on our way out, we stopped in Newark, and I thought we were in New York, and I was super excited.
Oh!
If you couldn't tell.
And you were like, oh wait.
And everyone's like, we're in Newark. I'm like, oh.
Where is Newark?
Not New York.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, where is that?
But it's near, it's not too far. But yeah, I felt really stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think actually if you would like New York City. Maybe. I don't know if you would.
Maybe go check out some of the, I hear upstate is really cool. I'd love to check out like maybe a play.
Yeah, like on Broadway or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you'd actually like the Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
It might be too much hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't like the Strip.
Like, I mean, if that's what it's going to be like, then I'd rather go to like a European city. Like, I'd rather go to London or one of those where it's that busy, but then it's a little different.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't. I like to know the language. I like to have this currency. I like to.
Everyone accepts plastic and now Venmo, it seems like. So, yeah, we're fine.
I don't have Venmo.
Oh, yeah, you do. Damn it, woman. I swear to God, you're like an 80-year-old woman.
I am in some aspects, and you are as well.
We're like, I feel like combining us, we would be the most ratchet, crazy,
geeky,
senile,
old person.
Creaky old person.
Dude, everyone would want us as their grandma, though.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be cool.
We can rent ourselves out for parties and stuff. We'll be that cool grandmother at like your wedding.
Exactly. That'll probably break a hip, but it's fine. Worth it.
Anyways, I know the episode started a little heavy, and I appreciate you guys powering through with us if you're still listening.
Yes, we're back. Hopefully nothing else, you know, crazy happens.
If you have any advice, or if you have anywhere that either a tourist spot that you think is overrated, or if there's a place that you recommend we should check out at some point in our lives, we want to hear all those from you guys. But we'll hopefully get to talk to you real soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.